Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Tonight, we're going to slow down and relax together. This story is called Counting Snowflakes. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen.
Counting Snowflakes. Luna pressed her nose against the cool window glass and smiled. Outside, the first snowflakes of winter were beginning to dance down from the dark purple sky. Her grandmother, Nana Rose, had wrapped her in the softest blue blanket, the one with tiny silver stars that twinkled in the lamplight. "This is the quietest winter night of the year," Nana Rose whispered, settling into the rocking chair beside Luna. "Perfect for counting snowflakes." Luna wiggled her toes under the warm blanket and watched as the first delicate snowflake drifted past her window. It seemed to shimmer and glow as if it held something magical inside. "One," Luna counted softly, her breath making a small cloud on the glass. The snowflake spun slowly, catching the golden light from her bedroom lamp before disappearing into the darkness below. The second snowflake appeared larger than the first, floating gently like a tiny parachute. As Luna watched closely, she gasped with wonder. Inside this snowflake, she could see the tiniest sleeping bunny, curled up in a cozy underground burrow. The bunny's soft brown fur rose and fell peacefully as it dreamed. Tiny root vegetables hung from the earthen ceiling of the burrow, and a little acorn cup sat nearby, half filled with morning dew.
"Two," Luna whispered, not wanting to wake the sleeping bunny, even though it was only in the snowflake.
Nana Rose smiled and hummed a gentle lullaby, her rocking chair creaking softly on the wooden floor. The sound mixed perfectly with the quiet whoosh of wind outside. Luna felt her shoulders relax as she watched the bunny's whiskers twitch slightly in its peaceful sleep. Snowflake number three tumbled past like a small cotton ball, and Luna's eyes grew wide with delight. This one held the coziest fireplace she had ever seen, with orange and red flames crackling merrily. Tiny golden sparks danced up an invisible chimney, and the warm glow filled every corner of the miniature room inside the snowflake. A small wooden rocking horse sat nearby, painted bright red with a flowing yellow mane.
"Look, Nana Rose," Luna pointed excitedly. "There's a fireplace in that one."
Her grandmother leaned forward, squinting through her round spectacles.
"Why, I believe you're right, my dear," she said with a knowing twinkle in her eye.
"Count it for me."
"Three,"
Luna said, feeling warmth spread through her chest, as if the tiny fireplace was somehow heating her own room. The embers glowed like tiny rubies in the darkness.
As the fourth snowflake drifted by, Luna noticed it sparkled differently than the others. Inside this one sat a perfect white mug topped with fluffy marshmallows that looked like tiny clouds. Steam curled up from the hot cocoa in delicate spirals, and Luna could almost smell the sweet chocolate scent. A cinnamon stick poked out like a tiny brown candle, and three heart-shaped marshmallows bobbed gently on top.
"Four," Luna counted, licking her lips.
The sight made her feel cozy and content, as if she had just taken a sip of the warm, creamy drink herself. Nana Rose noticed Luna's expression and chuckled softly.
"Perhaps we should make some hot cocoa tomorrow," she suggested,
"with extra marshmallows, just like in your snowflake." Luna nodded eagerly, pulling her star blanket up to her chin.
Outside, the wind whispered through the bare tree branches, creating nature's own lullaby.
The fifth snowflake arrived spinning like a tiny ballerina,
and Luna clapped her hands quietly when she saw what was inside. A mother duck sat peacefully on her nest, her brown feathers fluffed up against the cold. Beneath her warm body, three pale blue eggs waited patiently to hatch. The duck's orange bill was tucked under her wing, and her eyes were closed in restful sleep. Around the nest, cattails swayed gently in an unfelt breeze, and dewdrops clung to nearby lily pads like tiny diamonds.
Five, Luna counted, feeling a peaceful sleepiness beginning to creep into her own eyelids. Nana Rose's humming grew softer, matching the rhythm of Luna's slower breathing.
"She's keeping her babies warm," Luna observed quietly.
"Just like you keep me warm with this blanket." Nana Rose reached over and tucked the blanket more snugly around Luna's shoulders, her weathered hands gentle and caring.
Snowflake number 6 floated past like a small cloud, carrying within it the most beautiful butterfly Luna had ever seen. Its wings were painted in soft pastels, gentle pinks, lavender purples, and sky blues that seemed to shimmer and change as the butterfly rested on a daisy's white petals. The butterfly's tiny antenna curved gracefully, and its delicate wings were folded peacefully as it slept in the eternal spring inside the snowflake. Around the daisy, other small flowers bloomed in a perfect miniature meadow.
"Six," Luna whispered, her voice growing drowsier. She imagined walking barefoot through that tiny meadow, feeling soft grass between her toes and warm sunshine on her face. Nana Rose's rocking had slowed to match Luna's breathing, and the old chair's gentle creaking sounded like a heartbeat. The bedroom felt warmer now, filled with all the peaceful scenes Luna had discovered in the magical snowflakes drifting past her window.
The seventh snowflake was the smallest yet, but it held something that made Luna's heart flutter with joy. Inside was a tiny bed made from a walnut shell, lined with the softest green moss. A little field mouse slept curled up inside, covered by a blanket made from a single rose petal.
The mouse's whiskers twitched slightly as it dreamed, and its tiny pink ears were tucked down against the cold.
Near the bed sat a thimble filled with water and a crumb of cheese no bigger than a grain of rice.
Seven, Luna counted, her own eyelids feeling heavy now. She yawned quietly behind her hand, trying not to disturb the magical moment.
"Even the tiniest creatures need cozy beds," she murmured. Nana Rose nodded knowingly. "And warm blankets," she added, smoothing Luna's star-covered blanket once more. The window glass was beginning to fog slightly from Luna's sleepy breathing, creating a dreamy haze around the falling snow.
Snowflake 8 danced past the window like a graceful ice dancer, spinning slowly in the gentle night breeze. Luna's sleepy eyes widened just enough to see inside, where a family of hedgehogs had curled up together in a hollow log. The mama hedgehog's spines look soft and brown in the dim light, while two baby hedgehogs nestled safely against her warm belly. Dried leaves had blown into the log, creating a natural carpet, and a few late autumn berries sat nearby like tiny purple jewels.
8, Luna whispered, her voice barely audible now. The sight of the hedgehog family sleeping so peacefully made her feel even more drowsy. She imagined being curled up just like them, safe and warm with everyone she loved nearby.
Nana Rose's humming had become so soft, it was almost just breathing with a melody. Outside, the snow continued to fall in perfect silence, each flake carrying its own tiny world of peace and dreams. The 9th snowflake seemed to float in slow motion, giving Luna plenty of time to peer inside, despite her heavy eyelids. This one contained a moonlit pond where a single white swan glided silently across the dark water. The swan's neck curved gracefully as it dipped its head toward its own reflection, creating gentle ripples that caught the moonlight like liquid silver. Water lilies dotted the pond's surface, their white blooms glowing softly in the eternal night inside the snowflake. 9, Luna counted sleepily, her head beginning to lean against the cool window glass. The swan's graceful movements made her feel as if she were floating too, drifting on calm water under a star-filled sky. Nana Rose noticed Luna's head nodding, and gently guided her granddaughter to rest against her shoulder instead of the cold window. The rocking chair creaked a little louder as it supported both of them, but the sound only added to the peaceful symphony of the quiet winter night. Snowflake number 10 arrived just as Luna settled comfortably against Nana Rose's worn shoulder. Through sleepy eyes, she could see a cozy reading nook inside this flake, complete with a tiny bookshelf filled with books no bigger than matchsticks. A soft cushion sat in the corner, and an even tinier reading lamp cast a gentle golden glow over everything. Luna could almost see the words on the miniature pages, telling stories of faraway lands and magical adventures. 10, she whispered against Nana Rose's soft sweater. The familiar scent of lavender and vanilla surrounded her, making her feel even safer and sleepier. Nana Rose's hand gently stroked Luna's hair, each movement slow and soothing. Only 2 more snowflakes to count, dear heart, her grandmother whispered. But Luna's breathing had already become deeper and more rhythmic, matching the peaceful scenes floating past her window. The bedroom lamp seemed to glow more softly now, as if it too understood that bedtime was approaching. The 11th snowflake seemed to glow brighter than all the others as it passed by Luna's window. Inside, she glimpsed a night sky filled with the tiniest stars she had ever seen, each one twinkling like a diamond dust sprinkle. A crescent moon smiled down from one corner of the snowflake, and wispy clouds drifted peacefully across the miniature sky. Luna could barely keep her eyes open now, but she managed to whisper, 11. The stars inside the snowflake seemed to pulse gently, like a lullaby made of light. Nana Rose began to hum, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star."
her voice so soft it was almost like thinking the melody rather than singing it. Luna's breathing matched the slow rhythm of the song, and she felt as if she were floating among those tiny stars herself. Her hand relaxed its grip on the blanket, and her fingers uncurled like flower petals in the warmth. The magical scenes in all 11 snowflakes seemed to blend together in her mind, creating one perfect dream of peaceful, cozy moments. The 12th and final snowflake appeared just as Luna's eyes were about to close completely. This one was the most magical of all, for inside it was a little girl who looked just like Luna, tucked safely in bed with a star-patterned blanket pulled up to her chin. The tiny Luna in the snowflake was fast asleep, a gentle smile on her face as she dreamed of all the wonderful things she had seen. Around her bed, all the other scenes from the previous snowflakes glowed softly. The sleeping bunny, the crackling fireplace, the cocoa with marshmallows, and all the rest. 12, Luna barely managed to whisper before her eyes closed for good. Nana Rose carefully lifted her sleeping granddaughter and carried her to the bed, tucking the star blanket around her, just like in the snowflake. Outside, the snow continued to fall silently, but now it was just ordinary snow, beautiful, but without the magic that only sleepy children can see. Luna slept peacefully, dreaming of counting snowflakes forever and ever. And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.